Welcome to Knights of the Roundtable, our weekly podcast, talking about what happened in Carleton Athletics and taking a look at the week ahead. I'm Carleton Sports Information Director, Eric Seeger. Action fast and furious here as we're in the right smack dab in the middle of the winter sports season here at Carleton. The highlight of the week last week was the women's swimming and diving team's win over St. Olaf College as Becky Alexander and Kate Alexander, the sisters from Tigard, Oregon, each won three events and led the 200-yard medley relay to a victory as the Knights raced past Northfield rival St. Olaf 172-126. Kate Alexander lowered her own Thorpe Pool record in the 100-yard breaststroke and added victories in the 200-yard breaststroke and the 200-yard individual medley. And then Becky swam an opening backstroke leg of on 29.53 in the 200 medley relay and posted wins in the 50 and 100-yard freestyle and the 100-yard backstroke. In other sports outside of basketball, the men's swimming and diving team also faced St. Olaf, and they ended up losing that one. But Ted Marshall, an outstanding day again, as he and St. Olaf's Nelson Westby had a great race in the 200-yard individual medley, and Westby just edged Marshall by 0.12 seconds as both swimmers bested the old pool record, Westby finishing in 154.42 and Marshall in 154.54. Marshall rebounded to post wins in the 500 and 1,000-yard freestyle events, with sizable margins of victories in both races. The other highlight for the Knights was John Knapp, the sophomore diver from Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin. Had two outstanding scores, scored 276.10 on the lower board and 279.85 on the higher board, and finished second in both events. The 1-meter score barely missed his season best, and the 3-meter score was his season high and exceeded the national qualifying standard. Also in swimming, David Freelander home, the senior from Madison, Wisconsin, capped his Carleton home career by winning his signature event, the 200-yard freestyle, as he won by 0.18 seconds in 145.42. Women's track and field also in action this last weekend as they hosted the Carleton Women's Invitational. Lindsay Neatman took the 1,000 meters, Kat Winger at the 3,000, and Rachel Sinclair won the shot put. And men's and women's tennis also opened up their seasons on Friday night as both teams beat St. Mary's, the men sweeping the Cardinals 9-0, the women picking up an 8-1 victory over St. Mary's. As Brennan Cooper for the men was the highlight there, posted a 6-0-6-0 sweep at fourth singles and teamed with Julian Tokarev for an 8-4 win at second doubles. While on the women's side, Abby Beggs took a 6-2-6-3 victory from the top spot, and Hannah Goldberg also won her collegiate dual meet debut as she won 6-3-6-4 at fifth singles. Well, earlier this week, we had a chance to catch up with Carleton head coach, swimming and diving coach Andy Clark, as the Knights preparing for the MIC Championships, which will be February 15th through the 17th at the University of Minnesota's Aquatic Center. The Knight men are gunning for their 11th straight top four finish, and while the women are looking for the title, won the title in 2000 and 2001, and are looking to get back to the top of the heap in the conference. And we had a chance to talk with Carleton head swimming and diving coach Andy Clark.
Head swimming and diving coach Andy Clark, as the Knights just a little over a week away from the conference championships, which is kind of amazing. It's a very fast and furious season when you guys get back from the holiday break, and you have some high hopes going into the conference championships. Why don't you talk a little bit about the women and how things are shaping up team-wise for your women's team?
Yeah, definitely things at this time of the year pick up quickly, and we're only about a week out from the conference championships. I think with both teams, we're very excited about the potential in terms of what they can do at this big meet. And for us, this is indeed the big team meet, big team focus, and we need a lot of good team energy and obviously some great individual results. And on the women's side, we got a little check when we lost to Gustavus, and that really made us reevaluate where we are. And I think, again, we know we have some mobility and we have some depth this year. And having won against St. Olaf, that's confidence going into this conference meet that we have a shot at the top title. It's going to take a lot of great, great efforts and certainly some great results from all the women, not just a few. And that's the big difference this year is everyone's set in a position to score. So we're very excited about the depth as well as the top-end talent on our team. And this is going to be really a MIAC championship meet where the top team who wins is going to need every single person scoring. So whether it's us, Gustavus, or St. Olaf, or some other team, it's going to require that for that win. And on the guys' side, we definitely are coming in a little less loaded in terms of numbers. We certainly have the energy and enthusiasm, but we're lacking the the depth with the talent that we have right now. It's not to say that we're not going to swim well. We certainly will. But we're going to be challenged, I think, to actually maintain a fourth-place finish. The top three positions aren't a guarantee, of course. There's always a chance for breaking top three, but it would require those teams not to do so well. But I think if we hit it right on, which I think the guys will, we'll be vying for top spots in relay positions as well as individual positions. Certainly Ted Marshall, our standout swimmer on the men's team, has another great shot to win three titles and certainly entering a trip to the Nationals. Among others, the seniors, Will Cruzy and David Freelander Home, also should be playing a big role for the guys. But again, they swim hard and do all that they're capable of doing. We should be looking at a good, you know, repeat of fourth place. And maybe if we're lucky, we'll get top three. And I should just throw in two, sophomore John Knapp, who's been diving fantastic with the 1 meter and 3 meter boards, making qualifying standards in both at a dual meet, should be in a position to do some great things at the conference meet for us.
Well, you mentioned on the guys' side some individuals. On the women's side, you have some very talented individuals, and it starts with the sister combination, Kate and Becky Alexander. Obviously, they'll be among the favorites in their events, but tell us about them and then maybe some other folks that we can look for that will be competing for a conference championship individually.
Yeah, Becky and Kate certainly are a great combination to have on the team. Both are very skilled and talented in their respective events, and there's no question they have a chance to look at three titles apiece. Of course, again, nothing comes easy here, and so I don't want to put any kind of curse on them. Going into this meet, they'll have to work hard to get to those title spots. And beyond them, Karen Brown, one of the captains, should be in a great position to vie for perhaps top honors in the 200 freestyle, and certainly should be contributing in the 200 IM, which is probably one of her events, and then also the 100 freestyle. Karen will play pivotal roles along with Alexander's on relays, and so that'll be a big thing for her to be, adding to the team's success. Other individuals, we have a returning champion in the 50, Jen Gratz, who is coming along just great right now. Has really turned up the dial in this last week and a half. And so we're looking for Jen to contribute huge in her sprint freestyle events, which are important areas for us to really maximize our depth, and she certainly is going to make a big contribution there. In addition to those folks, we have, you know, Caitlin Clemens Green in the backstroke, looking for her to add some top 8 points there. That'll be significant. We're looking for senior Chrissy Spence in the 1650 freestyle to really make a big difference in that event for our team. Beyond that, we certainly have other individuals who are going to make big contributions. Whether or not they make top honors certainly is secondary to the fact that I think we can, again, get into a great position to score some top-end points that are going to be desperately needed, especially as we head into that final day.
Well, just my last question for you is it's a long 3 days. I mean, you're talking about six sessions of swimming, 3 days, morning and evening. How do you keep the kids focused? How do you keep their energy level up, but at the same time not burn them out so that by Saturday evening when you need those big swims that they still have something left in the tank?
Yeah, that's a great question. It is really about pacing yourself through, but at the same time knowing that there is no tomorrow. And so each day, each session is a battle in itself, and you separate it out with that kind of mentality. And you know that if you push it hard in the morning, you'll earn a chance to push it harder at night. And there are no second chances here. So they know that. They know that this is the end, and this is where it's all going to count. And each day, each session is going to be individualized with that kind of focus.
Thanks a lot, Andy, and good luck. And hopefully you'll come back Saturday night with a championship trophy for the women.
Thanks, Eric. We hope so.
And swimming and diving coach Andy Clark as the Knights preparing for the MIC Championships next Thursday through Saturday, February 15th through the 17th at the University of Minnesota Aquatic Center. Preliminary action gets started each day at 10:30 a.m. and finals action gets started in the evening at 6:30 p.m. Well, a quick look at some of the other events ahead for the Knights athletic teams. The men's tennis team will face St. Scholastica on Saturday in Burnsville. The women's tennis team also in action on Saturday as they will face St. Thomas at the University of Minnesota Baseline Tennis Center. The men's and women's track and field team hosting the Meet of Hearts on Saturday, February the 10th. Action gets underway at the Carleton Recreation Center at 11:30 a.m. And, of course, the men's and women's basketball teams hosting St. Olaf College on Saturday, February the 10th. Men's game at 1 p.m. and the women's game at 3. The GOAT Trophy on the line for the men's team. The winner of that game will take home the GOAT Trophy, as the Knights will try to keep it on their side of the Cannon River yet again, while the Olies will try to gain possession for the first time since 2003 and for the first time, or only the second time in about 15 years. And the women's game, the President's Cup on the line in this one, as the Knight and Ole women will do battle at 3 p.m. Of course, you can hear both games live on Knights Online, as well as locally on KQCL Power 96 95.9 FM. Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of Knights of the Roundtable. We thank you for listening, and join us next week as we talk about more Carleton College athletics.